Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, a tale of spiritual awakening, spiritual healing and communication, miracles, and also a guide to your inner soul wisdom. Today I welcome Anita Russell, an independent consultant and network marketeer, host of her local talk show, featuring guests who live purposeful lives and share their experiences with others, much like this show. Anita is a contributor to the book Motherhood Dreams and Success with other authors. Hello, Anita, and thank you for joining us today.
Hello, Cheryl. How are you? And it's definitely my pleasure to be here.
Very well, and I'm happy to have you with us. Anita, as listeners of Healing From Within are aware, my guests and I share our intimate experiences and views or discoveries, what we've learned along the way, in order to understand the seemingly dual nature of life, both the physical and spiritual, seemingly, a dual nature, and in hopes of creating and manifesting just a better quality of awareness through self-investigation and self-mastery of emotions. Life is what you make it through thought, intention, and action, and it is achieving a higher level of consciousness that allows change and evolution within us to take place and to help others in our community and eventually the world to evolve. In today's episode,
yes,
absolutely. It's hard work. it's not given to us without putting the effort and consistency and wanting to improve ourselves. In today's episode, yes, we will discuss the levels at which awareness manifests and how to help our interactions with others, ultimately making our reality more human and humane and improving life in general. And that's what we all want. Anita, I always love to ask my guests, I have a reason for doing this because the most wonderful things come out of this question. I always ask my guests to think back to their childhood and remember a person, a place, an event that might have been inspiration or perhaps not, and how that influenced the work and interests they have now as an adult, because I feel the blueprint is within the soul and within the child, and the plan for much that we will experience along the journey is already evident in that earlier time. So think back for a minute. You have quite a few things that I read about in the book, in your article. But what comes to mind?
So that's a really, really interesting and very compelling question. And the reason is I'm actually writing a memoir. And that memoir takes me all the way back to a very defining moment in my life as a five-year-old. And it was an incident that happened. It was a very traumatic experience that I had when I was a five-year-old. And as I'm going through and writing this book, what I'm realizing is that so much of who I became from 5 years old on was connected indirectly to this experience that I had when I was 5 years old. At the age of five, I lost my sister. My sister was killed, and I witnessed the entire thing, and it just put me in a place. And it was almost as if 1 second I was Anita Russell, this five-year-old kid, just enjoying herself outside, playing in the sun, playing with neighborhood children, playing with my sister, and then 2 seconds later, my whole entire existence became something different. But as I'm going through now as an adult, I hit 60 years old back in April, so I am a fully fledged adult. And what I've begun to realize in writing the book is that that incident and the trauma became a part of who I was. It became embedded in who I was. It became embedded in guilt. It became embedded in a lot of negative things that I kind of carried around, buried deep, deep down inside of me. But as you, I'm sure, know, oftentimes those things that we have buried deep down inside of us manifest themselves through our behavior. They manifest themselves through the way that we interact with people and the relationships that we may have and things like that. And so those are the things that I've been sort of discovering. And so I had that happen as a child. But then I had another very defining moment later on in my life when I had my own children. And in this particular instance, I was sitting outside of my home and I was watching my two daughters. Just like my sister and I were outside playing in the front of our house when I was five, she was three at the time. I'm watching my children playing out in front of our house, me as an adult, I'm the mom, and I'm watching these two children as they're playing, and just, it hit me in almost an instant. It hit me that there was absolutely nothing I could have done to prevent my sister's death.
Absolutely.
And that was a part of the guilt. Yes, yes. That was a part of the guilt that I carried around for years and years and years, that it was my fault. Like, that became almost my inner life mantra, if you will, that somehow it was my fault that my sister was killed. I carried that around. But that moment when I was watching my children, it just clicked. You were 5 years old yourself. There was absolutely nothing you could have done. It was just an accident.
Well, let me
as
say.
Tragic and as traumatic as well, it was just an accident.
Well, yes, the loss is very sad. You would have loved to have your sister. But I truly believe, and I'm writing a new book, New Life Awaits, you know, creating your new afterlife by living consciously now. And I know that every experience we're having and the time we come into life and the time we leave is not a punishment. It is a plan, a destiny. The soul sort of experiences what it needs. And perhaps your sister gave you, in leaving earlier and in having to overcome your own challenges dealing with that problem, the way forward for you to become the soul and to gather more compassion and love for yourself and others. And I truly believe nothing is random. We're not alone. They're not gone. We are soul energy beings having this physical life. And we are very magnificent and purposeful beings at all times. Now, your story reminds me of something that happened to me. I was about 8 years old. And I lived in an apartment above a store where my father had his office. And we had a few rooms where we lived. And it was lunchtime. And I heard a big knock at the window. And I ran to the window. I think I was just sitting there with my younger sister. And I ran to the window. And I saw a truck overturning and the driver jumping out. And I gasped, but I sort of thought he was okay because I saw him jumping out. And I went back to school. The street was corded off. And when I came home, I learned that he had died. The truck had actually fallen on him. He had not gotten out of the truck. Well, at that time, I didn't know that I was a medium and that energy or a soul can be observed at times by someone who's sensitive to energy. But I never forgot that. And over the years, I have had other experiences like that in order to prepare me, perhaps for the show we're doing today and the work we're doing today, and for the fact that I did hospice for 8 years in order to learn more about death and dying. and not being afraid of it any longer as I was as a child, to help those to learn that everything goes according to a much bigger plan than our mind or ego can even discern. And in our heart, we have to find peace and just love and know they're nearby, our loved ones, and we'll see them again. It's nothing's ever
Yes.
lo lost. Nothing is ever lost. It
Yes.
is only transformed into another vehicle for life, another way. But let's go on
Yes.
to tell us about the article you wrote or the chapter you wrote for the book Motherhood Dreams and Success and how you came to be associated perhaps with the woman who compiled the many authors. Do you work at times with mothers looking to have it all in these challenging times?
I actually do because my I'm, so having gone through that whole experience that I just talked about and everything, went on, had a wonderful career, went to college, had a career, and so it didn't stop me in any particular way like that. And one of the things I learned about myself again as I'm writing this memoir. Because it's taken me all the way back, and I've literally gone through every single phase and stage of my life up until where I am today. And what I've been able to sort of discern is some of the things that related to who I am as a mother, and the fact that over the course of my life, the recurring theme in my life has always been investing in the growth and development of and organizations, but primarily people. Whether it was children, I've worked with young people, I've worked with little kids, I've worked with teenagers, I've worked with young adults, I've worked in corporate America with professional development and all of those things. So that's sort of the theme that runs throughout the course of my life is this whole entire thing around investing in the growth and development of people. And so the compiler of that book, I met her online. And I
Wow.
met her, yeah, exactly. I met her online, and I had met her when I had just made a major, major shift in my life in that I had made a decision to leave my corporate job. I was at an old enough age, and my years of service and everything, that magic number of 72, it just kind of added up. And it had already kind of been in the back of my mind for quite a while to actually work independently, to have my own business and all of that. And so that's what I was sort of going through in my life. She, on the other hand, had gone through a really horrific divorce. And she was sort of, when I met her, she was coming out of that and just beginning to realize for herself that even though she went through that terrible experience, she still is valuable as a woman and as a mother and all of that. And so it was almost like she had this epiphany where she just began to realize, I still have dreams inside of me. I still have aspirations. I still have goals and I still have things that I want to achieve in my life. And in order for me to reawaken all of that, I have to get past the pain. I have
Of
to get past
course,
the
yeah.
hurt. Yes, yes. And
We're
so
always,
she,
yeah.
what she did was,
Go on, go on.
yeah, what she did was she started a online women's group, and I just happened to see it, and I just joined her group. And at that time, we were doing like a phone call, a weekly conference call, and it was just women just coming on the phone and just talking about their experiences, some of the hardships and the triumphs and the victories and all of those things that we had gone through as mothers, as caregivers, and professional women, and all that sort of thing. And so, it sort of progressed. And we got to know each other more. And then she decided to do this book. And so she picked a number of people that she had been, conferencing with and just sharing this whole thing about motherhood, dreams, and success. And I was one of the authors, I was one of the individuals that she asked to be an author on the book. So that's
Well,
sort of how that whole entire thing came together.
that's what we're saying here for our listeners. Nothing is random. We're going to have the experiences, meet the people, and be of service to
Yes.
those in our soul group that we have come with our hopes to reunite with and to learn from and share and help and be helped. And I want to say something. I read in your chapter that at the time of your sister's funeral, that you experienced a special
Yes.
mediumship or voice that you sensed or felt within you, and the words
Yes.
that were whispered into your young spirit were, "I am always with you." And so, when a person or a soul needs to hear that, or asks to hear that, or wishes to learn something from the hardest things in their life, they will experience that. As you see,
Yes.
it's not just in reading about this, it's not just in listening to you and I talk about this, it's in being open to your own experiences that spirit works with us in many, many
Yes.
different ways. But let's go on. You say in that, in your chapter in the book, creativity to be fruitful and multiply. And I've always thought about this, and I said, I don't think God was saying just go out there and have dozens of children to everyone. It must
Yes.
it I it always I thought about it. I've always thought about it, and I said, I don't think that's what was meant. So what do you think that God or the divine or spirit, whatever people call it, meant by that in the Bible?
Yes, I totally and completely agree with you. And so for me, I'm very much a woman of God. And for a time in my life, I want to say like maybe 10 years ago, I was very, very fascinated with the first three chapters in the Bible where it talks about the creation. And so for me, the whole entire idea of God just bringing about this explosive creativity, number one. Number two, the fact that we were made in his image. And so what that says to me is that abundance of life and that abundance of creativity exists within us as well. So
Yes.
when I think about that whole entire passage around being fruitful and multiply, I agree with you 100%. It was not just about having children and procreation. It was about taking all of those gifts and those divine seeds that are planted in each one of us, having those seeds be nurtured, and those seeds get nurtured over the course of your entire life, which means as you're going along, you're discovering new seeds.
Yes.
You're discovering new creative activities. You're creating new interests and just discovering more and more and more about yourself. And I also look at it from the context that if you really believe, which I do, that originally God created us to live in eternity, so that means there's no limit, there's no end to our creativity, our ability to multiply, our ability to be fruitful. There's just no limit to that because we
No.
were originally created to live in eternity. And so even though, people do die, I totally get that. However, as we are living, I don't believe we should be going through life putting limits on ourselves. One of the things
Absolutely.
that
Yeah. What you
one of
know
the
what we want to
people in
have?
mystery.
We want to reach our full potential as a soul
Yes,
and as a
yes,
human
yes,
being. And we if
yes.
we allow the fear of our mind and other people's thoughts to creep in, they either slow us down or shut us down. And that is
Yes.
not what God. I always think in terms of God, much like you, as a creative force and as a God within. And as we, he is, well, it's not a he. As this force is within us, we are within that eternal creative force. And I would agree that
Yes.
as energy beings having this physical life, we are here in this three-dimensional plane to gather experiences and wisdom and feel the emotions and refine our soul energy as to a level of greater compassion and love. Those are words that are really important because that's what the Spirit and the Creator is all about, compassion and
yes.
love and freedom and free will, of course. In my book, The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, I wrote, Spirit allows us to face challenging situations that our energy, emotions, and thoughts bring into our lives and help us to see that we are either on the right or wrong track. Therefore, we are co-creating our life by observing what is happening and by seeing how to make the best of any situation. Through our faith and surrender of some of our personal needs, we allow the universe and a higher source to help us find new ways to search and remember our time in this world, in this life, and other lives and beyond to find our greatest means for developing levels of infinite love and healing as evolving compassionate expressions of the divine. We can observe that in addition to our ability to heal and change certain patterns that separate us from our natural state of well-being, difficult and tragic events are occasionally the precursors of taking a soul to the next level of their development. And I think that's what you experienced in childhood. And I think I experienced it over and over before it took me into adulthood and a sort of a midlife crisis when I started to ask, is this all there is? Because my heart knew there was something else I was not experiencing. And that's when everything changed. My beliefs and all I had been taught by so many different sources of people who didn't have it right, who were giving me the wrong... They didn't mean to, of course, but they did nevertheless operate out of fear and this lack of inspiration that you and I are talking about here and that we have been blessed to have experienced by downloading actually God's energy. So I want to go on to ask you the question. You wrote the chapter Eden Spirit for the book Motherhood, Dreams and Success, and it's a great title. And what does it mean? Eden Spirit.
The title of the... Oh, Eden Spirit.
Your chapter.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. As I mentioned before, I went through this period. Someone had actually given me a book, and the book was Our God is Awesome. Someone had just recommended the book, but then they ended up actually giving me a copy of the book. And then there's a pastor out in Texas by the name of Tony Evans. And I used to listen to Tony Evans quite a bit. And he had this one particular sermon series that he did on creation and being in the Garden of Eden and all of the experiences that God was imparting to us. And the title just kind of came to me when I was writing that, because as I was writing, I went back to all of those lessons and those notes that I had taken about where we were in the beginning. And so when I say where we were in the beginning, what I'm referring to is before the fall of man. So it's basically up until chapter 3 in the book of Genesis, where it's really talking about the garden and this place that God had created for us to live. So the Garden of Eden represents everything that God originally intended for mankind, including what our purpose was, including our personal relationship to Him. There's a scripture in there when it talks about Him. Him, and I'm just using that word, the word Him, just
because I know.
That's
yes.
Used. So you know what I mean.
Yes.
But just being able to walk in the presence of God, in the cool of the garden. Like, that phrase right there just rang so so true to me. And so it just really said to me that there was a different spirituality, if you will, in the garden before the fall of man. And
Well,
that's where
let me
that
say
title
something.
kind of came from.
Yeah, let me say something here, because you're using the words the fall of man. I have come to believe, since nothing is random and God has a bigger plan that goes on for all of eternity, because there is no beginning and no end, just like a circle, that it wasn't the fall of man so much as it was, it had to happen the way it had to happen, so we could go out and investigate the world and ourselves and live both with good and bad, which is really neither good or bad, it's just experience. So I don't think we fell. I think he knew what would happen, and with the story of Adam and Eve and the apple, I don't think any of us do anything wrong. I think the universe is pure love and acceptance without judgment. And however we come to know ourselves and remember who we are as souls connected and part of God, I think is really what he hopes for. So I don't kind of think it was a fall at all. It was just meant to be, so to put it. But then again, I'm not a religious person. I'm a spiritual person. I work with energy healing and messages as a medium for people. But I just feel the love, and I have no doubt that even when I make a mistake, and as humans we do, all I have to say is I'm going to learn from this, and I'm sorry, and help me. Must ask always for help from spirit. And there's nothing really to be guilty or feel badly about. You even wrote this. This is nice. You wrote this. Do you know your worth? I encourage women, especially mothers and caregivers, to know that your worth is not defined by circumstances, people, money, or society. Your worth is defined by a higher power transcending ordinary human existence. From the beginning of your life, you were filled with dreams, hopes, aspirations, and purpose, reflecting your true worth in the eyes of God. Embrace the Proverbs 31, woman in you, and know that your worth is far more than rubies. So there it is. You know, rubies are a healing stone, and many heals. I wear a ruby ring, because my mother used to like them, and then one day I met someone who was a psychologist who was very into his mother's work. She was a medium, and he just looked at me and he said, "Wear a ruby ring when you work." So I was very impressed to read that and hear that the ruby was brought into it. So I want to thank you, Anita Russell, for sharing your wonderful experiences and your journey and your growth and your open-minded approach in making a choice to redesign your life using vision and creativity and to access the true nature of your goals while being courageous enough to make the changes necessary to achieve them. To learn more, go to theplacetosoar.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing from Within, we have seen that change is possible and necessary, and if one pays attention to the opportunities to see life beyond the mere physicality of situations, there are always ways to hear the message within your heart and to focus your attention on what you were born and called to be. And you do have the courage to redirect your life to a path that brings greater satisfaction and, beyond helping you, redirects your beautiful energy into the world so others can also benefit. Anita and I would have you begin to appreciate yourself and your life choices, and to know it's not in the doing or repetitive actions of our life that we soar, but in learning to just simply be and express our creative joy into the world. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to hear and listen to amazing tales of lives changed for the better and to leaders in the metaphysical fields of science, spirituality, energy medicine, psychology, education, and the arts and music share their visions and methods to achieve awareness and higher consciousness that fulfill our purpose in life and bring greater happiness to the world. Shows may also be heard on webtalkradio.net and dreamvision7radio.com. Thank you.